From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrives in the U.S. today for a 3-day summit with President Bush. After meeting in Washington, the two leaders will fly to the Bush Ranch in Texas. Putin's staunch backing of the U.S.-led anti-terror coalition has surprised many people in Russia. Now, politicians and analysts in Moscow want him to return from the summit with proof that the United States does not take Russia's support for granted. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
President Putin has been among the most enthusiastic backers of America's war with the Taliban. According to Kremlin officials, Putin paved the way for U.S. use of former Soviet air bases in Central Asia. Russia is giving the U.S. intelligence on Afghanistan and helping arm the anti-Taliban Afghan Northern Alliance. Political analyst Vyacheslav Nikanov says this spirit of cooperation will likely dwarf any disagreements at the summit.
We've got a common enemy for the first time since World War II, and nothing unites like a common enemy. Russia is definitely interested in defeating Taliban, not less than the United States.
And Putin's overtures to the U.S. go beyond the anti-terror war. Last month, he ordered the Russian-run Lourdes electronic listening post in Cuba shut down. The station had long irritated Washington. Alexander Pekhaev of the Moscow Carnegie Center notes Putin is also indicating a willingness to strike a deal allowing the U.S. to go ahead with the first stage of missile defense development.
I think Russia is very close to accept the all possible tests the U.S. side could do, as well as deployment of the up to 15 interceptors in Alaska and probably even the new radar station there.
Pekhaev says the Russians would accept testing if the Bush administration agreed to leave the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty in place. It could also help Putin if both sides agreed to big cuts in their nuclear arsenals, an issue long under discussion. But Pekhaev warns that Russia's communists and nationalists feel betrayed by what they see as Putin's unilateral concessions.
There are growing concerns that Mr. Putin failed to receive reciprocal steps for the United States in exchange for revolutionary changes which he made here, as some people perceive, in Moscow.
Among those voicing such concerns, Viktor Iluhin, a leading communist member of parliament.
The president with his compromises reminds me of Mikhail Gorbachev and Boris Yeltsin. Putin has turned out to be a weak person to lead a major country like the Russian Federation. He's ready to capitulate on everything.
Military analyst Alexander Goltz warns that talk like that puts pressure on Putin. The Russian president must emerge from the summit as a leader whom America treats as a true equal.
He have to prove our nation, he have to prove Russian people that we are not superpower, which is natural for Russian mentality, that Russia now is accepted by the West as clear alliance.
This is vital, Galt says, because Putin can expect to bring home few tangible results from the summit. Pollster Masha Wolkenstein agrees that Putin's most important task is to project an image of a strong leader representing Russia with dignity. Wolkenstein says there's still much resentment towards America and Russia. These feelings peaked during the NATO bombing of Yugoslavia, Russia's historic ally.
Certainly the things that Putin is doing now is not really based on public opinion. In the same time Putin is doing it, he has rather high rating in the moment.
The pollster says Russians value Putin's ability to function on the world stage. But on the streets of Moscow, 44-year-old butcher Sergei reflects a widespread ambivalence.
I favor the summit. We should find a common understanding. But the expansion of NATO bothers me. Also, we don't want our boys to fight in this war. We had enough of 10 years of war in Afghanistan. But we should give our moral and political support.
76-year-old retired factory worker Natalia is more skeptical, though she refuses to criticize Putin directly.
I don't like the fact that we have become close to America. They are bombing an innocent country for no reason. America is making money on this war. They bombed Yugoslavia and they bombed Iraq. They bomb whoever they want. I have no respect for America.
For now, the critics pose no threat to Putin's presidency. There have been no defections among members of his government or top military brass. The Kremlin leader remains fully in control of the political agenda in Russia. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.